Hello, everybody, and welcome to our podcast series on small steps for better health. My name is Jeannie Alice Bruce, and I'm a social media specialist in the marketing department for North Mississippi Health Services. And I'm joined today for our first podcast in this series by Dr. Lakeisha Chisholm. Dr. Chisholm, would you tell us about yourself, a little bit about who you are?
Sure. My name is Lakeisha Chisholm. I am a family medicine physician. I have been practicing here in Tupelo for about 10 years now. I did my residency training with a family medicine residency as part of North Mississippi Medical Center. And I've been at the Verona Medical Clinic for about 7 or 8 years now.
Great. Well, thank you so much. We're so glad you're part of our system, and I'm so glad you are helping with this campaign and educating people on small steps they can take to improve their health. So this campaign, Small Steps for Better Health, is just because we know that creating a healthy lifestyle can be overwhelming. When you scrolling through social media or you Google how to improve your health, you're going to get information from all over, from everybody who considers themselves an expert on what we need to do. And it can be spending hours in the gym and overhauling your diet entirely and taking a bunch of expensive supplements. And, you know, we just really want people to know that it doesn't have to be like that. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little bit more about small steps and how that can be sustainable and how we can improve our health in a sustainable way?
Right. So I agree with you. A lot of times when you're looking on social media or Googling things, it can be overwhelming because there's just so much information out there. So a lot of times it's kind of difficult for people to know exactly where to start or what to do first. So one of the main things that I would advise each person to do is to have a good relationship with a primary care provider. A lot of times just having that person to go to and talk to and give you a little bit of direction as to what your risk factors may be for certain illnesses will help you kind of know what direction you need to go into. Some simple things you could do is just kind of making better dietary choices, being more physically active and trying to be more fit. So those are some small steps that we can make. And just basically really focusing on doing one small thing at a time so that it's not so overwhelming and that you don't feel like things are so difficult that you can't make any improvements.
That's right. You know, North Mississippi Health Services, you know, we hope our community knows at this point we're always here for them when they're sick, but we also want to be a partner in good health. So we want to help our patients and help our community stay healthy, not just treat them when they're sick. And preventive care and healthy choices are accessible and don't have to be overly complicated. You know, we've all tried to make major lifestyle changes and they don't usually stick because it's too much at one time. It's too much to accomplish at one time. But because we hear so much on social media and online about these huge changes you have to make, it can feel like these small steps aren't enough. Mm-hmm. So just talk about that and how those wins can build over time.
It can be something, I would say, as small as if you have a habit of eating out every day. For example, if you're a person who's always really, really busy and you feel like you're constantly on the go and you have a habit of just going through, the drive-thru in the morning for breakfast, just preparing some healthy meals ahead of time, maybe doing a little bit of meal prep so that you are grabbing things that are healthier and better for your body as opposed to grabbing that sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit or grabbing that donut or muffin in the morning does help. Other things that may seem small but are also very, very helpful would be if you're a person who likes to indulge in sweet tea or soda or things like that, just replacing that with water really does a lot of good for your body overall and for your health. And just watching your sugar intake, drinking empty calories. And then as far as physical activity goes, even doing little things like parking further away from the door when you're out shopping or when you're running errands. At your workplace, if you have a habit of getting on the elevator, you may want to decide, you know, today I'm going to try to take the stairs and get some extra steps in. All those little things over time, day by day, really do add up and make a big difference in your overall health.
That's right. And, you know, especially as we think about even those small changes, I just want to encourage people that you don't have to make all those changes at once. As we roll out these small steps that we're going to talk about over the next several weeks, you know, we're going to roll out a new small step every 2 weeks. with a podcast episode and some videos and a blog post to really encourage people and explain how these small steps can benefit their health. And, you know, if they make a small change every 2 weeks at the end of a year, that's a lot of small changes that can really add up to improving someone's health. I also think it's important to take the focus away from what we might think of as like depriving ourselves or just trying to eat less or that kind of thing, and instead focus on adding good habits. And so can you talk a little bit about that, about how adding good habits might help this be more sustainable over time?
Sure. So when we talk about healthy changes, a lot of times patients see it as, well, you're taking away the things that I really enjoy, or I'm going to be deprived of the food or the drinks or the activities that I really enjoy. So I like to try to challenge people to take a different perspective and not really think of it as not being able to enjoy things, but maybe trying something a little bit different that maybe you haven't thought of. So that gives you the opportunity to be a little bit more creative and maybe try new foods that you haven't tried before, or maybe get involved in trying new recipes with your friends and family. And so sometimes it's just a matter of we've been eating and drinking the same things for so long, our brain is now craving those things and we feel like we have to have those. And so sometimes it just takes a little bit of a process just to retrain our brain circuitry and retrain our taste buds. So an example that I like to give patients is that if you like to drink sweet tea, for example, and you're used to having that sugar and you feel like you really, really have to have it, instead of just stopping it completely all of a sudden and then being cranky and having the headache and feeling tired and exhausted, maybe try to do half and half. So maybe convert to, instead of doing a whole glass of sweet tea, do half of sweet tea and then combine it with half of unsweet tea. And okay. Do that for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And then gradually decrease so that it doesn't feel so overwhelming, so you don't have that big crash. Mm-hmm. So little things like that. Also, if you like to drink sodas, if you have a habit of drinking, let's say, 5 a day, I would encourage your patient to maybe do 4 a day for a week or two, mm-hmm. and then 3 a day, and then 2 a day. And then before you realize it, you're not drinking as much as you used to. You actually feel better. You may not be as bloated. You may not crash as often as you did toward the end of the day. So when we talk about those small steps, those gradual steps, it really is a change of how we look at food, our relationship with food and our health, making those little small improvements that allow us to see improvement but not feel so overwhelmed. Because what we don't want to happen is that we try to do too many things at once and then it just seems so impossible that we just completely give up and then nothing changes at all. We don't want that part to happen.
That's right. That seems like that's what always happens at the beginning of a new year. You know, we go charging forward to make major lifestyle changes and we change everything about our lives in one week, and then by week two, we're like exhausted and sick of broccoli and sick of going to the gym. And so we just quit. And then next year, we're in the same place we were last year.
Exactly.
So I really like this approach. And it just really feels sustainable and like something we can encourage our patients to work on. And so, Dr. Chisholm, in 2 weeks, we'll roll out sort of our first small step for better health. And we'll start this campaign and start supporting people in making these small steps. But if somebody's ready to get started right now, I would like to encourage them that the first small step we could take would be to know our numbers. You and I have talked about the importance of blood pressure and managing blood pressure and knowing your blood pressure numbers. So tell us a little bit about that, please.
So a good place to start is just to check your blood pressure when you're at home in your natural environment and when you feel rested and relaxed. Blood pressure is a really good indicator of overall health. And sometimes when a patient has elevated blood pressure, they may not even have symptoms. And so that's why you hear it referred to sometimes as being the silent killer, because patients may have high blood pressure, but they may feel fine and not even know that that's an issue. And so elevated blood pressure readings gives us a clue that maybe there's something else going on that we need to pay a little bit more attention to, or maybe we need to do a little bit more of an evaluation with that particular patient to get them back on track with their healthcare goals. So I encourage patients to just invest in a home blood pressure monitor. It doesn't have to be anything extremely fancy or expensive, something that's reliable, and just check it maybe, you know, a few days a week and write those numbers down. And once you're able to really visualize those numbers and see where you are, if you notice that it's starting to kind of creep up a little bit over time, or if it's a little bit higher than you would like it to be, that's a good first place to start as far as talking to a healthcare professional and saying, hey, I've been checking my blood pressure. I notice my numbers are a little bit on the higher end where they should be. And then just developing that relationship with their healthcare provider and setting some personalized healthcare goals. So when we talk about blood pressure, of course, you know, sometimes the goal blood pressure can be different for different individuals depending upon Sure. what their personal healthcare needs are. But generally speaking, we would love for that number to be less than 130, the top number, which we refer to as the systolic number medically, and the bottom number being less than 80. So that's just a general guidepost as to where we'd like to see that number, ideally.
Okay, that's great. So if they are checking their blood pressure regularly and notice it's over that 130 over 80, especially several times in a row, they need to reach out to their healthcare provider and get started on a treatment plan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the great thing about these small steps that we are going to start talking about in the coming weeks is they should all have an impact on our blood pressure. And so hopefully as we make these small lifestyle changes, we can see that blood pressure start to move in the right direction. Or if we don't already have high blood pressure, maybe prevent it in the future.
So, absolutely.
Because I am not a doctor, so I'll let you say if this is right or not. But I've always heard that, you know, blood pressure is something that is usually pretty responsive to lifestyle changes.
It is. Blood pressure and also blood glucose levels as well.
Okay.
Patients who have issues with maybe being diabetic or pre-diabetic, a lot of times we can reverse that if we catch it early, and we can avoid having to take steps like starting insulin or starting medications. So that's the overall goal. We want to keep you healthy. We want to prevent having to do a lot of medications if we can, a lot of invasive treatments. We want to try to catch things early and try to be more proactive as opposed to reactive and keeping you healthy and keeping you out of the doctor as much as possible.
That's great. Thank you. Okay, is there anything else you need to add about blood pressure or small steps for better health before we wrap up?
I would just say really take a step back and really think about what your personal healthcare goals are. Think about the things that are important to you and things that matter. Really look at the different areas of your life where you would like to see improvement, whether it's energy, stamina, weight, blood pressure, blood sugar levels, or just overall mental health, whatever those things are, really write it down and set goals for yourself. And that will give you a little bit of direction as to, okay, now that I have a focus, what small steps can I incorporate on a daily basis to try to make some improvements and make some strides in that area? And then the second thing I would say is don't try to do it alone. I mean, you always have those of us here with North Mississippi Health Services here to help you in any way that we can. We're always excited when we have patients who are excited about their health and patients who are very proactive and very involved in their healthcare. I mean, it's exciting for us, and we love to partnership with those people on their healthcare journey. And then also enlist the help of family and friends if you're interested in exercising or making healthier dietary changes. Do it with somebody, find a partner, do it with a spouse, co-workers, challenge each other to make those changes and hold each other accountable. But overall, just one step at a time, one day at a time, one meal at a time, and don't get overwhelmed and don't give up and don't forget to ask for help.
That's great. Thank you so much. That's great advice. Well, thank you. Thank you to everyone who listened. Thank you to Dr. Chisholm for your time today. And join us back in 2 weeks for our next Small Step for Better Health, and follow along on our social media pages for more tips. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day.